The rose and the amaranth plant. A rose and an amaranth plant blossomed side by side in a garden. Often, as the townspeople walked by the garden, they would stop for a moment to admire the deep red color of the beautiful rose and stoop to smell the wonderful fragrance that is that of the rose alone. But the amaranth plant, which some people considered an unsightly weed, was passed time and time again, because all eyes fell instead upon the lovely rose. One day, after being spurned yet again by someone stopping to smell the rose instead of herself, the amaranth said to the rose, "Alas, how I wish my beauty was as great as yours to behold, and how I wish my scent were as sweet." As you can see for yourself, no one stops to admire a plain flower such as myself. They simply pass me by. It is as if I were invisible and not here at all. The rose smiled a sad little smile at the amaranth, but did not reply. Some weeks later, after many, many people had stopped to enjoy the beauty and fragrance of the rose, the amaranth noticed something about the rose had begun to change. She was beginning to turn brown around her edges, and her once lively petals were beginning to droop. But this did not stop the amaranth from complaining yet again how lonely she was for the attentions of the passers-by. Finally, the rose spoke up. "Dear amaranth, can't you see? It is you that I look up to. Although I am admired today, I will die tomorrow. My beauty is but for a time. My petals will soon wither and fall away. My fragrance will dry up, and I will be no more. I will die and blow away. You, however, dear amaranth, have blossoms that never fade. You are an everlasting plant, and will be here long after I am gone and forgotten. My life is but a moment. Yours is forever. Gladly would I trade places with you, my neighbor." The moral of the story is, trading places with another may cause you more pain than you think.